It is often said that believers should be in the world, but not of the world. This means we are not to live for ourselves and the pleasures of sin. We have been given a higher calling, a greater purpose in life. Actually, Christ's followers are here on business for the King. From verse 9 of chapter 17 of John's Gospel to the end of the chapter, our Lord prays specifically for His disciples. He says, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them, which Thou hast given me, for they are Thine. Now this does not mean that Jesus never prayed for the world. As He hung on the cross, His words were heard by His bitterest enemies. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But there is a unique sense in which Christ prays for His own blood-bought people. Hebrews 7, verse 25 says, He ever liveth to make intercession for them. Our Lord said to the wavering Peter, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. The unpredictable Peter was sustained through all of his temptations by Christ's intercession. No such prayer was offered for Judas, because Judas was of the world. Now verse 10, And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. What security we realize from this verse. We speak about the perseverance of the saints, but is it not rather the perseverance of the Father and the Son in keeping the saints, that the Son might be glorified through them? Reading these convincing words of promise, how can anyone imagine losing his salvation? Indeed, in the words of Luther, this is a bulwark never failing. It has been said that before a redeemed soul can be lost, five things must happen. First, he must be plucked out of God's hand, John 10:29. Two, the seal of ownership which made us God's purchased possession must be broken, Ephesians 1:13 and 14. Three, the indwelling Holy Spirit must be cast out, John 14, verse 16. Four, we must be separated from the love of God, Romans 8, verses 38 and 39. 5. Our names must be erased from the Lamb's Book of Life, Luke 10, verse 20. It will not be possible to do any of these things, for I read in Romans 8, 14, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And they will never be anything other than the sons of God. This is true for the simple reason that salvation is not dependent upon us, but upon the provision of Jesus Christ in His death, burial, and resurrection. The Christ who saved us will keep us saved, for He will glorify Himself in us. In the next verse, our Lord prays as though He had already been to the cross, died, risen again, and ascended into heaven. Verse 11, And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. Christ prayed that his people might at all times be drawn together in the same oneness in which the Father and the Son dwell. This is a plea for unity among the people of God, that they might stand together as they face their common enemy, the devil. Verse 12, While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Now one might conclude from this verse that all who had been given to the Son were kept saved, with the exception of Judas, of whom it was prophesied that he would betray Christ. This is not the meaning. Judas had not been given to Christ for salvation. He was the son of perdition, not because Scripture prophesied that he would be, but by his actions he proved that the scriptures which foretold his betrayal were true. God did not foreordain that Judas be a betrayer, even though he foreknew and foresaw that he would be. Thus, many centuries before Judas was born, God, through the Holy Spirit, recorded in the scriptures the actions of one who would resist and rebel against the grace of God. This verse and scores of others in the Bible make it clear that those who have believed on Christ will be kept by Christ. The word kept means to preserve and guard, as a soldier guards a treasure. Those who put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ are not only guided and directed by his mercy, but they are protected from the evil one by his grace. Verse 13, "And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves." Apart from a saving relationship with the Son of God, there is no real promise of joy in life. David said of his Redeemer, "And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God." The believer should have a song regardless of his circumstances because he has Christ, the Son of God. Even though we may be surrounded by sorrow and tragedy, we can rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Thus we are told in Psalm 68, verse 3, "Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice." This is only possible as we know the Lord and live in fellowship with him. Verse 14, "I have given them thy word, and the world hateth them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." Before conversion, the world loved Christ's followers because in their practices they readily identified with the world. But you see, a miraculous transformation took place, and they were changed. Those of the world have no time for God. They are opposed to holiness and truth. Because the disciples followed Christ and not the world, those who at one time were their friends now hated and despised them. Verses 15 and 16, "I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from the evil," or more literally, the evil one. It would be wonderful to believe on Christ and then be snatched away from this world and transported into the glory of heaven. Think of it, no persecution, suffering, or trial of any kind, but only eternal bliss in the presence of the Son of God. But Christ prayed rather that though we are in the world, we should be kept from the power of the devil and sin. And then Jesus said in verse 16, "They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." After conversion, we are not taken out of the world, but we are left here to glorify the Son of God. Believer in Christ, are you fulfilling your mission? We must redeem the time, for the days are evil. If you're not a child of God, I urge you to come to him right now and believe on him. Father, I praise you that you have given us the power of the Holy Spirit within to guide and lead us. Help us to trust you for all things, realizing that he will lead us in the right direction. I praise you for this. In Christ's name, amen.